A joint statement issued a week ago by the 48 agencies operating in South Sudan says they are constrained and unable to feed all the internally displaced persons and vulnerable population in the country due to funding shortages. The agencies are calling on the government to use a small portion of the money in its military budget to feed some of its hungry citizens. It is not clear how much South Sudan currently spends on military operations each day. In the fiscal year 2018-2019 budget, South Sudan allocated nearly 16 billion South Sudanese pounds to the security sector. South Sudan's military spends $509,589 each day, according to the latest report on arms and military expenditures by the Swedish-based Data Research Institute. Richard Ofondo, the Action Africa Help International Country Director for South Sudan, says that amount of money would feed many people.
The thing is that the proportion, the amount of funds and the resources that we have are small, because nearly everybody is hungry. But then out of the very hungry, you are like giving food to only about either 10%. Huh? In a village, you have about 90%. Then you're choosing 10%, and they are the ones you're giving food to. And you find that that itself can create conflict, because then people, everybody is hungry. Whom do you choose from those who are hungry? And say, this is the most hungry.
Government spokesperson Michael McQuay says taking that amount of money out of the military budget to feed the hungry would, in his words, be surrendering the citizens to insecurity. McQuay says the government will respond to the appeal later when there is stability and the economic situation has improved.
Some of the convoys are intercepted by the rebels and they take food. What do we do then? Do you know how many will die if we give out one day expenditure? It is the citizen who will die. So our main concern is that you cannot reduce your military expenditure at the time when there is insecurity.
The UN and other aid agencies appealed last month for $1.7 billion in funding in order to deliver life-saving assistance and protection to some 6.6 million people. McQuay says conflict and violence disrupted the government's plan to produce food, which would have reduced citizens' dependency on aid. He says some of the 1,000 tractors the government bought were destroyed during the conflict.
We have enough rain, we have enough water, we have a big land, arable land, whereby everybody will be capable of producing his own food. But because of the insecurity, at times people are shot in their own farms. We are not against the expending on food. All that we can do is to provide local currency for items that we don't produce. But we are capable of producing our own food if we really decide to do so.
Information obtained by this program from Dr. Nan Tian, a senior researcher on arms and military expenditure at the Stockholm International Peace and Research Institute, shows South Sudan's military spending ranked fourth in the East African Community, or EAC, in 2019 with $186 million. Kenya topped the EAC list, spending more than $1 billion, followed by Uganda with $648 million and Tanzania with $619 million. Rwanda spent $124 million, while Burundi spent nearly $85 million. Dr. Tian says when looking at the EAC countries combined, all government spending on current military forces and activities, including salaries and benefits, operational expenses, arms and equipment purchases, military construction, research and development, and central administration, command and support, was 7.2% higher in 2019 than it was in 2010. In South Sudan, military spending decreased over the same period. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.